Amen. If you have your Bible, turn with us to Luke chapter 22. Luke chapter 22 for just a few minutes tonight. Luke chapter 22. I want to begin reading it, verse 35. And the Bible said, "He said unto them, When I sent you without purse and scrip and shoes, lacked you anything? And they said, Nothing. Then said he unto them, But now he that hath a purse, let him take it, and likewise his scrip. And he that hath no sword, let him sell his garment and buy one. For I say unto you that this that is written must yet be accomplished in me. And he was reckoned among the transgressors, for the things concerning me have an end. And they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, It is enough." Amen. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you and we praise you, God, for the reading of your word. Lord, we pray that you'd help us, God, for just a little while. We thank you for these good songs of Zion tonight. God, encourage our hearts. God, we thank you for your precious word of truth that stirs in our soul. And God, we ask you, Lord, God, just to help us for a little while, even this evening, pray that you'd give us that we stand in need of, oh God, as we come before you tonight. Oh Lord, we pray that you'd touch in the depths of our soul. Encourage us, Lord, from the inside out, Lord, that we might be hoping, Lord, even this evening. God, I pray, heaven, even to the saving of a soul. Lord, I pray, help us realize where we stand tonight. And Lord, pray, get where we need to be before it's eternally too late. Help us, God, to realize, God, what we're up against tonight. And we have an adversary, which is the devil, which wants to fight us in every hand. But God, we're so thankful that we have an advocate with the Father, which is there to give us guidance and leadership and good holy counsel from the very throne of grace. And Lord, I pray that you'd help us, God, to seek that counsel, Lord, even this evening, realizing, God, that you're there for us on purpose, Lord. Have your will and way now, even this evening. And God, we'll thank you, Lord. We'll praise you in Jesus' blessed name. Amen, amen. You may be seated. I want to preach just a little while tonight, if God will be my help. On this thought, fight for what's right. Fight for what's right. And we're living in a day and an era when people want to succumb to a whole lot of things. But I want to say it's time that we stood up as the children of God and realize that there's some things in this world that's worth fighting for. Hey, some things that we need to stand up for. Hey, some things that we need to believe in. And we need to trust God to help us get where we need to be. And we see tonight how the Lord's telling these disciples. He's preparing them for that day. He's preparing them for a day. He's trying to help them to realize that as long as they stayed with God, there was somebody there to help them. They had somebody to carry them and help them along their way, every step of the way. Amen. That's the same way God does us tonight. He's there with us to help us every step of the way, all the way to the end of this way, this journey called life that we're living tonight. But praise be to God, He's there with us all that way. And as we see Him tonight, I want to say praise God. We need to just stand up and this day and hour we live and just fight for what's right. So let's begin to put up a little bit of resistance against the resistance that's against us so that we can conquer and be conquerors in the Lord. We're already conquerors tonight in the Lord Jesus Christ. He's made us more than conquerors through the Lord Jesus Christ. That's where we get our strength. That's where we get our hope and our help. That's where we find the strength to march on for the glory of God. Realizing that there's somebody that's gone before us that's been that help to us. Amen. So we need to stand and fight tonight for what is right. Amen. We see it through the Word of God. God gives us examples. If we look over in Genesis chapter 14, the Bible gives us a perfect example of a fight that's right. As we see Abraham, as he marches out and he goes out with his nephew Lot, and they get out there, and Lot's done gone down to Sodom and Gomorrah, and man, he's pitched his tent toward that way. But Abram, he stays out there and he's camped out at a place called Mamre. And we see there that the kings rise up just like the world's doing today, rising up against the children of God and the things of God and trying to beat us down and trying to get us to be quiet. And I'm afraid they've done a pretty good job of it. But praise be to God. I want to say, praise, it's a time to fight. It's a time to stand up. Praise God for what's right. Amen. And we see this. The kings come down and the Bible tells us they took Lot. And if Genesis 14 and in verse 11, he said, took all the goods of Sodom and Gomorrah and all their victuals and went their way. And they took Lot, Abraham's brother's son, who dwelt in Sodom, and his goods, and departed. Amen. So we see just like today, amen, praise God, the devil and the world come down upon the children of God. Oh, Lot, Bible said, you say, well, he's down there in Sodom. He is a wicked man. No, Bible said that being in that place vexed his righteous soul from day to day. He was living in a bunch of, around a bunch of sinners. He was living in a place he shouldn't have never been. But praise be to God, the good God of glory was still there watching over and taking care of him. Ain't you glad, praise God, that whenever you're even when you're not where you're not supposed to be, God's still a watching over you. Amen. Amen. If you hadn't been, praise God, there's a whole lot of us probably done been gone out of here a long time ago. But I thank God that God's always got his eyes on us, praise God, and he's got his hand upon us. Amen. And the Bible said that there came one that had escaped and told Abram the Hebrew, for he dwelt in the plain of Mamre, in the plain of Mamre, the Amorite, brother Eshcol and brother Aner, and these were confederate with Abraham. And when Abraham heard that his brother had was taken captive, now listen to what he said, he armed his trained servants, born in his house, in his own house, 318, and pursued them unto Dan. And they divided again, they divided himself against them, he and his servants by night, and smote them, and pursued them unto Hobah, because which is on the left hand of Damascus. And he brought back all the goods, and also brought again his brother Lot, and his goods, and the women also, and the people. So you see what take place. An old boy Abram was out there. Praise be to God. And the devil and the world began to rise up against him. But praise God, he wasn't afraid to fight. Praise God, how do you know? Because he had prepared he had prepared from individuals from his own household, praise God, to stand up, glory to be to God, against the wiles of the devil, amen, against this whole world we live in, and say, you know what? There's some things that's right. There's some things that's wrong. And praise God, we're going to stand for what's right. Amen. We're living a day and hour that we're people's caving into everything in the world. Amen. We're going after, chasing after things we ought to chase after, allowing things in our life that shouldn't be there. Praise God. When we ought to be able to stand up as the children of God and fight for what's right. Amen. Amen. I wonder what happens when our children look at us and they see us caving into these old wishy-washy things of the world. When they look at our lives and they see mamas and daddies, grandmas and grandpas, praise God, that's caving in to the lust and desires of the flesh and the things that this world so easily bestows upon us, and we so easily take into ourselves if we ain't careful. But praise be to God, there's a good God of glory. Said, praise God, it's never wrong to fight. Amen. Praise the Lord. I say, youngins, praise God, it's time for us to march on as God, onward Christian soldier, praise God, in the good fight of faith. Glory be to God. And we can with the help of the Lord. But you know what's happening in the world today? We can't fight because we lack the training. Amen. A lot of our households today, there's no training. There's no gospel training. And there's people that say, you know what? I want to be having a pretense of being a godly person. I want my children to be godly children. And I'm gonna pack them up. And I'm gonna send them down here to the Christian school where they can get them a good godly education. Amen. You say, boy, there ain't nothing wrong with that. Yeah, but the thing is, mom and daddy ain't got a good godly home. Amen. Hey, when they get, pack them up, send them down there to the Christian school and say, God, I want them teachers down there to instruct my kids and give them, put godliness in them. But praise God, come Sunday morning and Sunday night and Wednesday night, they never darken the house of God. Amen. You see what I'm saying? Praise God. It's time that we stand up and fight for what's right. Amen. If we're going to try to do something, let's do it right. Amen. We got to get in the fight. Hey, you say, preacher, are we in a fight? We're in a fight. We're in an all-out war. Amen? We're in an all-out war, praise God, in this world we live in. Now, if you don't believe it or not, these people out here that don't like us. Amen? These people right here that would love to just take us out. Amen? But praise be to God. But now what we got to do is, praise God, we got to realize that we need to be preparing. Amen. If we're gonna fight, put up a resistance, we gotta be prepared to fight. Abraham said he took those that was in his household, praise God, and he prepared them for this day. Amen. Said he wasn't taking nothing for granted. You know what we do so many times? We take it for granted. We say, well, we believe, well, you know, the Lord's going to take care of us, and He's going to take care of the children, and He's going to take care of my spouse, and He's going to take care of me, and, hey, you know, I'm just going to trust that He will. Hey, praise God. But we never do anything, praise God, for a right relationship with Him. Amen. So when it comes time to go to the battlefield, we don't have any connection with the commander-in-chief. Amen. When He gives us our marching orders, praise God, we don't know how to march. We don't know how to handle the weapon that He gives us. Amen. We don't know how to march, praise God. We don't know how to stay focused. We don't know how to pray. We don't know how to seek His face. We don't know how to make supplication for those that's lost. Amen. Amen. But it's time to fight for what's right. Hey, some things that's wrong in this world, praise God, and who's going to stand up against them? Amen. It's time. Hey, I want to say, I've said before, the squeaky wheel gets the grease. Amen. Amen. It's time for us to be a squeaking. It's time for the God's people to be making some noise. Come realize, praise God, tonight that there's a greater force that's in us, praise God, than it's in this whole world. And it's time to unleash that force, praise God, to let it come out. Amen. He said, well, preacher, you know, I just don't have the power in me. I'm just a, you know, I'm kind of a weak Christian. I'm just kind of, I won't say praise God. If you're a child of God, there's a Holy Ghost of God that lives in your heart. Amen. He's there. He's just as much a God for you as He is for me or Brother Rex or anybody else. Amen. Commander-in-chief, praise God, that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. And it, praise God, He'll help us to march on, praise God, and to keep our head up and keep our eyes focused. Amen. What happens? We get in the battle and we're so easily distracted. Amen. Old devil runs something by there. And we're kind of like one of them old greyhounds on the racetrack. Them old dogs, you know, they got that little old fake bunny that runs around through there and they chase it. But it don't take nothing but a piece of paper blowing across track to get them sidetracked. Amen. That's the way a whole lot of Christians are. It don't take very much just to get us sidetracked. Amen. But we're living in the last days, praise God. We need to be ready to fight, praise God, at the drop of a hat. You say, preacher, you're teaching us, you mean we need to be jihad? No, praise God, we need to be jihad. Amen. Amen. We need to be jihad. We need to be back on our track, praise God. And we need to pray and focus, glory be to God. Realize, praise God, that we're not preparing ourselves for these last days in which we live. Amen. Now the Bible says here that Jesus is talking to disciples. He said, when I sent you out without a purse or script or shoe, lacked you anything? Amen. He said, when I sent you out, did you lack anything? Amen. Now in Luke chapter 9, the Bible says that He sent out the 12 disciples. Amen. Said He sent them out. Said 12 disciples, He sent them out. And He said, let me just read that to you right quick. I don't want to mess it up. Luke chapter 9. In verse 3, and He sent them, in verse 2, He sent them to preach the kingdom of God and to heal the sick. Amen. The 12 disciples, and He said unto them, take nothing for your journey, neither staves nor scrip, neither bread, neither money, neither have two coats apiece. Amen. He said, so you go out there and you just, He said, you don't take nothing with you, don't worry about nothing. Praise God, just go out and preach the gospel and heal the sick. Amen. Sent 12 of them out and they come back, praise God, rejoicing what they accomplished. In chapter 10, the Bible says that He sent out 70 more. And He told them, He said, you go out two by two. Amen. Divide them up, send out two at a time. And He said, labor is truly, verse 2, truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that He would send forth laborers into His harvest. Listen to what He says. He said, go your ways. Behold, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. Amen. Did you hear that? He said, I send you forth as lambs among wolves. What was He telling these 7? He said, it's not going to always be easy. Amen. He said, you better be prepared for a battle now and then. Amen. Be prepared for a battle now and then. He said, neither carry purse nor scrip nor shoes and salute no man by the way. He said, you don't worry about taking anything with you. And he said, you don't even take time to stop and talk to folks along the way. Amen. Praise God. He said, just stay on course. He said, keep focused. Praise God. And he said, the good God of glory is going to take care of you. Amen. He sent forth 12, and then he sent forth the 70, praise God, and then he talked to them over here in Luke 22, and he said, when I sent you without purse or scrip, he said, when I sent you without any money, when I sent you out of a food bag, he said, praise God, when I sent you without these things, he said, when I fixed you without any shoes, he said, lacked ye anything? Amen. He said, was there anything lacking in what you needed? Know what they said? And they said nothing. Amen? He said, you mean you went out just trusting the Lord, praise God, and God provided all your need? He said, yes, sir. He said, we didn't lack nothing. God provided glory to God. You'll get a hold of this about midnight and take you a spell. Amen? He said, glory to God. He said, God provided everything we needed. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he told that 70, you're going out as lambs among the wolves. Praise God, they went out, praise God. They took their marching orders, they went to battle. Amen, they come back in. He said, what did you lack? He said, nothing. He said, the hand of protection, praise God, of God was on us. Why? Because said we stepped out on faith, believe in God, amen. And God's able to provide, praise God. God's able to come through for the children of God. Amen. He's able to come through. He said, we didn't lack. He said, there's nothing that we lacked. But you know what we do today? We don't prepare children. They go out in the world. Amen. And they go out in the world, we send them out with nothing. Amen. If we ain't very careful, we go out in the world with nothing. Amen. We need to be preparing, praise God. We have a fight for what's right, praise God. And we have to be preparing for the fight. Amen. God says, if we trust in the Lord, praise God, put Him first, amen, make Him foremost in our life, He said, then you'll lack nothing. Amen. He said, there won't be nothing that you'll need when you get out there because God will provide the need. Abraham a while later, after Abram became Abraham, the Bible said that Sarah finally conceived and brought forth him a son. And he called his name Isaac. And he took him up there, and the Lord told him, take thine son, thine only son Isaac, to a place that I'll show you, and you offer him up for a sacrifice. Amen. And the Bible says, Abraham pouted around for a couple of months and worried and fretted over it. No, praise God, said he got up early that next morning. Praise God, I believe God spoke to him in a dream. I spoke to him in a vision. Got up that next morning, and before anybody got up, he was out there chopping the wood. What was he doing? Chopping wood for a sacrifice. He got that wood, he chopped it up, he put it on that, he strapped that on one of those donkeys. He got a man to carry that donkey, he got another and put the other stuff up, and he said, come on with us, me and the lad, praise God, and they began to march out. What was he doing? He was going out on faith. He took his son, his only son Isaac, to offer him as a sacrifice. Amen. And they got up there toward the, and he looked afar off and he seen the place. Seen it far off. See, that's the way them old prophets of old seen Calvary. Amen. They seen it afar off. Praise God. They seen it afar off. They was looking to Calvary. They was looking for that place where God would provide Himself a sacrifice. Amen. And Abraham got there and he seen where he's supposed to be. And he told the lads that was with him, said, you take care of the donkeys. He said, me and the lad, we're going to go ahead, and we're going to worship God, and we're going to come again to you. Amen. Glory to God. You talk about faith in the Father. He said, you know what I'm going to do? I'm just put it in your hands. He said, when he was cleaving that wood, he said, God, I don't like to do the idea of doing this, but if you say to do it, praise God, I'm chopping the wood, and I'm going to get on the road. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bible said, he piled that wood on little old Isaac, strapped it onto him, took the knife in his hand, the fire, amen, and he set out up the mountain. Little old Isaac following along after his daddy. I could just see in my mind's eye, little old Isaac, probably 17, 16, 17-year-old boy, And he got up away and he said, Father, he said, here, my son. He said, Father, we have the wood, and said, we got the fire. He said, but where's the lamb? He said, where's the sacrifice, Father? He said, son, he said, God will provide himself a sacrifice. Amen. Glory be to God. And he took that little old boy, and the Bible said they marched on. They kept marching on. See, there was something that was going on here that we couldn't even begin to understand or relate to. He was a man of God who was trusting in the good God of glory, who was marching on. What is he doing? He was fighting a fight that was right, praise God. He was marching on for the glory of God. Man, Bible said he got up there and he took his son, his only son Isaac. He bound him up. You imagine little Isaac what he was thinking. But he said, Daddy, if this is what you think we need to do, he said, son, this is what God told me to do. He said, don't you worry about it. Don't you fret one whit. He said, because God makes us carry through with this, God will bring us out of this. He said, he said, son, don't worry. He said, no matter what happens right here on this hill today, tomorrow, praise God, this afternoon, we'll be together, praise God. Amen. Amen. And the Bible said that Abraham kindled that, got that thing up, getting ready to offer that sacrifice. Took that big old knife out and said he raised it up to slay his only son. And said, there was a voice. Said, Abraham! Abraham! Amen. And the Bible said, Abraham said, here I am. Amen. Or here am I. He said, hey, listen. Said, I've come through here. And he said, I'm right where you told me to be, God. Amen. Here I am. With the knife in his hand. And Abraham, and the Lord spoke to him. And he said, Abraham, he don't hurt your son. He said, this was only a test. He said, if you look over there. He said, if you look over there to thicket. He said, there's a ram caught by the horns. Amen. Amen. He said, you take that and you offer a sacrifice. You know why it was caught by the horns? Because if it had been caught by the leg, it might have been scratched or cut, and it wasn't fit to be a sacrifice. But he said, Abraham, praise God, I'm just going to use you as a picture of the Lord Jesus Christ when he took his only begotten son. God, Abraham, a type of the father, Isaac, a type of the son, praise God. And he said, I'm going to take you up there and I'm going to offer you as a sacrifice for sin. Amen. And oh, Abraham, offered up that sacrifice. And boy, I can just see him as my mind's eyes. He gathered old Isaac up. Put him, I got done sacrificing to the Lord, doing what they need to do. And he put his arm around his son and down the mountain they went. Amen. Glory be to God. They come down there. I got a vivid imagination. I see him as he comes down there, and there's them two servants awaiting with them asses down there. And praise God, they see them coming out, and they couldn't see their face for the smiles. Amen. Praise God. They done see the mighty hand of God. Why? Because God will provide himself a sacrifice. Amen. Bless his holy name. That's what he does, praise God. And so all we got to do is just realize, praise God, when it's right to fight. Amen. If there's ever been a time to fight, we need to fight for what's right. Amen. Right now. Amen. Right now. Bible tells us here, he said they went and they lacked nothing. Amen. When he got up on that mountain, he didn't lack a thing. God provided everything he needed. Amen. I tell you what, if we put our faith and trust in the Lord, listen, I told you before, I'm telling you again, one of these days in a little while, this thing's going to get ugly. Amen. One of these days, praise God, there's going to be a famine in land, there's going to be people hurting, and they already is in places. Amen. And there needs to be a time, praise God, when we can stand up and put our faith and trust in the Lord. Amen. Be like our grandparents was, praise God. And when it come time for the depression, when the depression finished, when the economy fell out the bottom, praise God, they just kept on looking at Jesus. And my granddaddy told me, he said, I didn't even know there was a depression. Amen. Why? Because they had their faith in the Lord, praise God, and he brought them through. Like so many others. Amen. But we see God said that they lacked nothing. He said, but now he said that he that hath a purse. Amen. He said, got a money pouch. He's let him take it. And likewise, his scrip. In other words, his leather pouch with food in it. Amen. Whatever he thought he might need. And he that hath no sword, he said, let him sell his garment and buy one. Amen. He said, hey, what's God saying here? He said, you know what? He said, God will provide for what's there. But praise God. He said, take what you can, praise God, for the glory of God, and march on, praise God, for His glory. Amen. To the glory of God. He said, get rid of that old garment that you had. Say, you got an old garment. He said, get rid of it. Amen. Trade it in for a sword. Amen. He said, because you're coming to a time in your life, praise God, that you may come against a little bit of resistance. You know what's wrong with most of us today? We're not ready to come against some resistance. We get up against a little bit of resistance, and if we ain't careful, we just quit. Amen. Amen. God help us not to quit because we come up against a little resistance. We got to keep fighting, amen. Trading that old garment for a robe of righteousness, praise God, and keep marching on for God. Be ready to fight, praise God. Take a stand. That's what that means. Be ready to take a stand. Amen. Praise God. There's some things that's still right. Amen. Some things are still right. Jesus said, He said, God will provide. He'll take care of that you need. For I say unto you, verse 37, that this is that is written must yet be accomplished in me. He was reckoned among the transgressors. Now, are we better than our master? No, sir. We're no better than our master. He was reckoned among the transgressors. For the things concerning me have an end. Amen. He said, praise God. He said, this thing's coming in. He said, the end of things, amen. And he said, what it means, what the end of this thing is, that we stand up ready to fight, praise God, to defend our faith. To defend what we believe, praise God. If we ain't careful, we'll let the world manipulate us and tell us what we believe. Amen. But we need to stand on faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God. That is the gospel today. The death, burial, and the resurrection of a risen Savior. Praise His holy name. Amen. See, the Lord's preparing us here for a fight. For a personal assault. Amen, if you will. Amen. The world's coming at us with a personal assault. And they said unto him, they said, Lord, behold, here are two swords. And he said unto them, it is enough. Amen. And they said, Lord said, we've got, praise God, said, we're ready to defend ourselves. We're ready to stay in the fight. Praise God. We're not going to tuck tail and run. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I want to say we're not of the character or the type that'll tuck tail and run. Amen. Praise God, you know why they called North Carolinians Tar Heels? Because it started in the Civil War. They said them old boys from North Carolina, praise God, you can't run them off, you can't beat them down. It's just like their heels is stuck down with tar. Amen. Why? Because they said them old boys will stand and fight for what's right. Amen. If they've ever been a time to stop and fight for what's right, praise God, it's right now. Amen. Praise God, there's too much at stake. Amen, to not fight. Amen. What does that mean? There's a lot of folks that will say, where Jesus said, it is enough. They say, well, that just means he didn't want to talk about that stuff. He was done with that. He was ready to move on. But I want to say that's not what he meant. He said that's sufficient, praise God, for security that we have. Amen. To put up an offensive, praise God, if we need to. A defensive if we need to. And keep marching on. Amen. So we don't have to cop out. Amen. To fight for what's right, praise God. If there's ever been a time to fight for what's right, it's right now. The day and hour we live. Amen. To fight for what's right. You say, well, how do you do that? James chapter 7, verse 4, verse 7. He said, just submit yourself to the Lord and resist the devil and he'll flee from you. Amen. Brother Kim, that's it. Submit yourself to God. Say, Lord, here I am. I'm yours. Amen. And if the devil wants me, praise God, he's going to have to march through you to get to me because I'm just putting it myself as in your hand. Amen. Said, I'm in your hand, Lord. Praise God, I'm covered by the blood. Glory be to God. And if you ain't sure to be, he said, I'm covered by the blood. And so there ain't no way the devil can get to me. I'm submitted. I'm committed to you, praise God. And I'm putting up a resistance starting tonight, starting today, praise God, because it's time to fight. Amen. 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 He said, I'm going to put it up right now. I'm going to start that fight. Amen. What does that mean? That means to make a strong show. And have a strong show and have a strong resolve. Amen. That means that we know, we believe in our hearts that there's something worth fighting for. You look around you tonight at all these dear souls in here. You look at these little old boys and girls, these that got up here tonight and tried to do just a little something for Jesus. Amen. That's worth fighting for. Amen. Amen. You go to hurting and picking on one of them, you'll have Pastor Jeff to deal with. Amen. You let somebody come along, try picking on our little old young'uns, praise God. Old Blake or one of these others or Landon. Amen. Praise God. You'll have to come through Jeff, Pastor Jeff. Amen. Because they're precious in the eyes of God. They're worth fighting for, praise God. Amen. They're worth fighting for. Amen. The Bible says in Luke chapter 5, verse 11, the Bible said the disciples said they forsook all and followed Jesus. Amen. Amen. They were preparing. But if we ain't very careful, we'll do what they did. Matthew chapter 26, verse 56, the Bible said, then all the disciples forsook Him and fled. Amen. All but old Peter, and the Bible said he followed afar off. Amen. Well, we need to fight for what's right. If we ain't willing to fight for what's right, if we ain't very careful, we'll say, well, I'm following Jesus. But when it comes where the rubber meets the road, praise God, we'll drift away when hard times come. Amen. And they'll come. As Miss G says all the time, if you ain't in a battle, praise God, just look out because you're fixing to find one. Amen. Amen. And you'll need all the help you can get. Where do you get that at? You get from Lord Jesus Christ and the children of God. Amen. Praise God. You don't run away from God. You run to God. Amen. You get it down at the house of God. That's where we get our encouragement. Praise God. I want to say it's something to fight for. It's right to fight for. Amen. Praise the Lord. See, these men failed because of their courage. Amen. Oh, Judas, he failed because of greed. Amen. But I want to say, praise God, when we got our eyes fixed on Lord Jesus Christ, He takes care of all that thing. He surprises us, because He said we can come boldly into the throne of grace. Amen. You realize that tonight, if you're a child of God, praise God, Brother Robert, we can march right into the presence of God. Amen. Come boldly. Amen. The middle wall partition's taken down, praise God. We don't have to go through nobody but the Lord Jesus Christ. March right into the presence of God. Amen. Why? Because it's the right thing to do. Amen. It's time for us to fight for what's right. And the time to fight is right now. Amen. Right now in the day and hour we live, it's time to realize, praise God, we ain't giving in, we ain't cowing down. But we're going to stand up and fight for what's right. If that means putting a foot down in your home and saying, you know what, we ain't doing this no more. Amen. If it means putting your foot down and saying, you know what, starting right now, today, tonight, we're going to go in a different direction, so be it. Amen. Amen. Starting right now. Say, Lord, you know what? We're going to fight for what's right, and we're going to start right now. Amen. Amen. I'm not talking about... Brother Kim talked about this the other day. He won't mind me telling this. I said, there's times that we got to get Him out of our head, and we got to get Him in our heart. Amen. We got to take Him out of our head. Can't use Him as a crutch, and we got to get Him in our heart. And we got to say, Lord God, You are God supreme. You are the Lord of my life, praise God. You're my Lord, praise God, and my Savior. Amen. King of kings and the Lord of lords. Amen. And I'm going to submit myself to You. And I'm going to start putting up a resistance. Amen. And the Bible said the devil will flee. Amen. The devil will flee. And then you know what? Then all you got to do is just let the Lord help you with the flesh. Amen. Amen. Hey, see, the devil's not omnipresent here. He's not everywhere all the time. Oh, he sends his little old nymphs here. They're all over. Well, if we could see them in the air, it'd probably scare us to death. But he said, are they not also ministering spirits sent forth to minister to those who believe? Well, where you at and what you need, praise God. He said, I've got it for you. Amen. He said, you've got a right to fight, praise God. And we've got to fight for what's right. And we just need to start right now, this evening. Amen. What about you? What about you?